allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, that goes. Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Lovell?
Present.
Okay. Item 2, public participation. Excuse me, is there any public participation? Hey, Mr. Haupt, I think you know the rules. Do we need to go over them again?
No.
Okay. So you'll have 3 minutes to speak. Thank you.
Okay. My name's David Haupt, 6112 South Oval Road, New Franklin, Ohio. What happened Wednesday should have never happened at our school. The walkout. What are you teaching these kids? If I didn't like what was going on at work and I decided that I would walk out and have some type of rally, that's called a voluntary quit. You just told these kids that's what they could do. If they continue that on in their life after they get out of high school, they just quit the job. Second of all, for this school board to get involved with the Second Amendment rights of our Constitution, no, that should have never happened. This was orchestrated out of Texas by a group of very liberal individuals that are anti-gun. And if you didn't know that, you got hoodwinked. But I sent some of you emails, and I called some of you, and told you, gave you a heads up on that. You let it happen anyhow. This should never happen again. Now, what are you going to do when the kid comes up with some type of rally they want to have that you don't agree with? You going to allow that child to walk the school out? That was a question. You going to allow that student to walk the school out? Don't think you are. This was totally inappropriate and shouldn't have happened. And last but not least, it's safer on this side of the brick wall than it is standing out there on that side of the brick wall. You march the kids out of the school from behind the safe brick wall to an area that if some nutcase, and we got them, wanted to do harm to the children, they could have. It was totally inappropriate. It was totally wrong in every way. I don't think I could say it any better without using dirty words. Thank you for listening to me.
Okay, is there any other public participation? Under item 3, agenda, can I have a motion, or excuse me, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 4, can I have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of discussing negotiations?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Who are these negotiations with?
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. We are now in executive session. We're out of executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Meeting adjourned.